It was different, Dougie. It was nice.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late. Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, thank you, Elgin. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, everybody, in podcast land, and everybody watching on Facebook Live. If you haven't caught us on Facebook Live, go to my page or go to our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie show fan page. There you go. And good show today. We're on Thursdays because we figure we're going to split it up instead of Monday, Tuesday. Let's have Monday, Thursday.
Okay.
More shit's happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
Randy Vegas here.
What's up, folks?
And, of course, my partner in the Ebony and Olive Comedy Tour, Chris Priester.
How's it going?
And I'm glad you're here today, particularly for what we're going to talk about. Because I don't want to have a bunch of white guys talking about this story.
Hold on. I'm not white.
Dude, you're white.
I'm Puerto Rican, bro. Okay. I represent that shit proud.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Respect my shit, man.
All right. He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican.
I'm Puerto Rican to the tooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Calm down. I have to fucking hide my knives now.
All right. Relax.
I got your kitchen ones. You're good.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Yes. And it's Thursday, and I had a great day work-wise, you know, like really work. I had a great day, so I'm happy about that. What's up, Robert Bass? Is Chris the reason we started this late? No, we.
I'll wait for someone to throw that shot. Had to come from Rob.
In all fairness, I mean, I live here, so I was here first.
Yes.
And Randy was here.
Yep.
And then you were...
Black guy got here last.
Yeah, but you were early.
I was here before 6:30, okay?
Yes.
I was here on time.
You were here on time.
I was here at 6:28, but I was here on time.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Yeah, so it worked out all right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Man, we have so many people on the computer here, I guess.
Good.
At any rate, so it's cool. Welcome. Thanks, Robert, for participating. And follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie, and all that nice shit. So... All right, so nice, cool weather.
Yes, beautiful.
You know what I mean? By the way, big thanks to David Sadman, because I did that show last night at the Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Me and Nadeem Awad and Jim Jeffries. I forgot his name already.
Jim Fredericks?
Jim Fredericks.
Jim Fredericks.
Chris Shepard was on there as well
nice
with you guys.
Yeah.
Fredericks, my dude.
James Patterson. And who's interesting, because James Patterson came out and admitted he suffers from PE. Yeah. That's not something you want to come out and tell a lot of people. You
know,
that you suffer from premature ejaculation.
Oh, wait.
He's got
a joke about that. I came out, I'm like, I don't know if I'd admit that.
Mm.
I know you want to be vulnerable as a comic.
Nah, bro.
That's a little too...
But that's when I try to throw my threesome joke. I'm like, I experienced, you know, I call it the premature. I don't like to call, I don't even like to say it. Because every time I say it, I say it too quick. And, so, yeah, you know.
Just starting already.
I have to. It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
So I tried to throw in that joke. And it was funny because Nadeem and even, I don't know what it was, the cold I had or, you know, not feeling good, but I fucked up a joke. I put the wrong line in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
And Nadeem did it too. Now, the only interesting thing was because we know each other's acts, we recognized and we giggled. But I don't know, no one else did. They're like, what's so funny? So, don't know.
Comedians have a relapse day. Right. Yeah. I did it last week. I did this joke wrong.
I did that at Sad Man Show last week when I was hosting the competition for the guest spot.
Right.
For your show, I did that first joke. I mean, I took like 3 shots before the show started. Quietly away from myself, and I started feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yep. All right, get your shit together, bro. Come on, tighten up.
Yeah, it's weird. It's an interesting room. It's a little loud, but they got a little quiet.
Yeah.
Right, let's get it.
Good room.
Yeah, and I don't know. So, but I'm glad I'm home. I'm going to be gone all March. I'm going to be gone pretty much all of April.
All right.
We got our shows.
Yes.
And then I'm going to be in Chicago at Zany's, thank God, in April and not this month.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
Can you imagine 50 below zero?
If you were in Chicago, they could put a noose around your neck if you was in Chicago.
Oh, hey.
Don't you go to Chicago.
No, we're going to. All right. Thank you.
All right, so we're diving into the shit early.
I'm sorry. Right,
let's do it.
Let's start it.
The segment was there. Let's go.
I'm black. I said it.
All right. I guess a little story about Jussie Smollett. Is that his name? Smollett?
Justin something.
Jussie Smollett?
Smollett.
Mm-hmm. Smollett?
Yeah.
The guy who was in the TV show Empire.
Yeah.
He's a gay man, black man.
Yes.
And the story is allegedly that he was attacked on the streets of Chicago, which was it recently, right? It was this weekend?
Yes, this weekend.
All right. And it was really cold, too, right?
Five below.
All right, so five below zero.
When
this supposedly happened, okay? Mm-hmm. And around 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Before anybody says anything, again, go fuck yourself. If the minute I say anything, you call me a racist, okay? Because people who know me know I'm not a racist. We do a show together.
I've driven in cars with him, stayed in apartments with him.
Shared a bed with him?
No, we didn't share. We didn't share. We had separate rooms. We
Who's Big Spoon? Who's Little Spoon?
No, we didn't go that far.
No? Okay.
But I believe him. We're good people. He's a good guy.
You know what I mean? And but when something seems awry, something seems weird, when a story doesn't hold water,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my legal background. I was supposed to be a lawyer. Okay, I scored a 168 on my LSAT. So if anybody's asking, I was accepted at Georgetown and NYU Law. So I have a logical way of thinking. I like to break things down and try to make sense of it. Now, when I first heard this story, the weirdest thing that hit me at first was, okay, the basic story was he was beaten up and attacked on the streets of Chicago at 2:30 in the morning by two people that racially profiled him. Now, when it's five below zero and you're walking down a street in Chicago, is it easy to really tell what the race of someone else is? Because when it's five degrees, I got my hat on, my scarf
face.
Thing. You know, I got my face kind of blocked with
the
wind.
Either one of you guys been in that kind of weather before?
Yes. Well, not five. I've been in cold weather.
I haven't been that cold.
Yeah.
I was in.
Now you have your face exposed in five below zero?
Depending on where you're at, if you're outside, no, you cover it up with something. But
well, that's what I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about being in five below zero inside your condo with the heat on.
No.
I'm talking about when you're on the fucking street.
In a store or something like that. Depends.
Getting off
really
a train.
Cold, yeah, train too, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, when you're
train.
When you're outside, yeah. When you know you, and it's not like me as a dopey ass, like when I went to Colorado in November, I had cargo shorts on because I'm a Florida guy. I don't know how to dress. I don't have proper fucking attire to deal with five below zero. You know what I mean? But here's a person that lives in Chicago, and they're walking. I'm just saying, they're walking in the streets at five below zero. They don't have anything, a scarf over their face.
Yeah.
You can't fucking walk and let your face will fall off.
The problem I had was the gentleman said, oh, that's that gay guy from Empire.
Right.
5 degrees.
At 2:30 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning. I don't know if I can recognize people that good. I really don't know. Maybe. And then they put a noose around his neck, beat him up, put a noose, and said, this is Trump country. It's Chicago.
Where was the guy coming from?
Nightclub or something? Getting off the subway, right?
Subway.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, hey, maybe somebody saw him on the subway.
Maybe somebody recognized
him. They could recognize him.
That could have happened. Okay, all right. So the whole,
no cameras.
So, yeah. But yeah, they have more footage
now. Subways don't the trains.
Chicago. Chicago has cameras everywhere.
No, I'm talking about like on the actual.
No,
train,
he got
like
off. He
car,
got
yeah.
beat off the train. He
no,
was
no,
walking.
Yeah. I'm saying, but on the cart though, you don't
I doubt
see what
it.
Happens.
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know. It's fishy.
So that's the one thing, right? Like I said, how are you going to be recognized? By the way, Chris Robert Bass says he says David Justice.
That's the baseball guy.
Yeah. Didn't he play for the Atlanta Chiefs? David Justice?
The Atlanta Braves. Yeah.
Atlanta Braves. What am I talking about? Chiefs.
He was married to somebody hot one time. Go ahead.
All right, so, and then here's the part that I found weird. And I asked you this because if anybody put a noose around my neck and beat me up, I'm not going to keep the fucking noose around my neck as a souvenir. And especially, I would think, the symbolism of it, as a black man, I don't know if I'd want to be walking around with that noose on my neck. Now, in all logic, I'd be thinking, okay, maybe the person doesn't want to disturb the evidence. Maybe they're thinking, okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, who knows?
Even though they wore gloves.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Probably have gloves, but they might have fingerprints on the rope.
Why don't we have fingerprints, Bo? The guy's wearing fucking 5 degrees.
Where'd they get it from, though?
If
you want to break down the whole thing, you're not going to be able
to get fingerprints, on a fucking rope.
Hey, you're about, and I'm not even a big political guy, but you can't get any more. Get any more liberal than Chicago. No. And for somebody to run up on your two white guys and yell, MAGA, make America great, in Chicago?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll get any darker.
But I mean, you got to think about it, too. Where was he at? Where did all this take down? What side? Because you do know Chicago got their sections. They got the sections.
They do.
But forget about it. Let's, even at this point, America, USA, let's stick to what we know. We can't get too, we can't start splitting shit. And again, you know what I mean? It's just, there's certain parts of the story. Now, on the other side, why would somebody lie about it? Publicity. You know what I mean? To continue this agenda of, you know, to bash those on the conservative side, try to, you know, hey, a guy with a MAGA hat beat me up. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, it's just weird thing to me. Now, the FBI is investigating. They're going to look at all this. They got some footage. I understand today they came up with some more shit.
And they want his phone.
Didn't give up his phone. He won't give up his phone. Because supposedly his somebody he spoke to was on the phone with him when he was getting attacked, and he heard as a witness. Now, you know, when you're gonna, and again, I'm not saying this is what's happened.
Yeah, of course.
But if you're gonna fabricate a story, I'll give you an example. Let's say I fucked around on my wife, and I need Randy's help, right? I'm gonna ask him and say, Randy, you're my alibi. In other words, you have to get something to corroborate.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
You know, he heard the confrontation, heard the slurs. But there was some discrepancy of what was said and when it was said, because the story kind of changed, which is, again, a little interesting. So, what'll happen? Now, again, now he's okay. Yes. I mean, you know what I mean? They didn't hang him.
No.
They just put the noose around his neck to humiliate him and beat him up.
Scare him,
yeah.
Okay.
So, I was, you know, and he's got some bruises.
Saw that scratch.
Yeah, there's a scratch.
Right there.
And a black eye, right?
Yeah. They said something like he had a broken rib, I think, too.
Broken rib?
Yeah. Wow.
So.
I don't know. Oh, tough one.
There's a lot of both sides arguing with this thing that happened there, but.
Well, it's not.
Until they come down to the full mass on like what happened until they finally get everything down the pack. I mean, we don't know.
But it's not even sides. It's just, and again, I'm not saying that didn't happen. I'm just saying something's fucking weird. Like.
No, that is true. Something is off on the whole thing.
I got to tell you, just when my mind starts sizing things up, so what holds water? What story holds more water? Something was done for promotion, you know, to get more attention, to get more, you know, why not? I mean, here's the biggest problem with this thing, is that isn't it a shame in this country that in order to there's ways that you want, like the sex tape, right? Actresses and stuff. Let's do a sex tape so I can go viral and I can get more attention. People are doing crazy fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like we should all get into a fight right now. We should all grab out knives and start kniving each other.
Hey.
And then on three comics and a podcast, knive each other. You know, I bet you we're gonna get a lot more Instagram.
Well, I got
followers.
All the knives already. So
he's Puerto Rican guy.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He's black, so he's got a gun.
I got a gun. Not registered. But anyway, this is
serial number.
There you go. But it's funny you say that because that's where we are in this country, right?
Right.
It's no one believes anybody. I can't take your word for anything. I got to fact check everything you say.
Right.
Whatever you say, I got to fact check it. Right. I got to fact check it. If you tell me you got beat up, I have to question it. That's one thing I will say. Regardless of what side of the fence you're on, one thing I said, it has made a lot of people that I deal with a little more, I don't want to say astute, smarter, but people are not, I can't take everybody's word anymore.
Right.
It's sad. I can't take a man's word like I used to. I got to Google it. I got to Google it. I got to check Swopes. I got to check. Is he telling the truth? Or is he lying to me? And now everybody's a conspiracy theorist. I got to put dots together. Is he telling the truth? It's hard.
I don't, like, when I first heard that whole story pop up, I didn't. First off, I personally don't give two shits about politics. I don't like dealing with that shit. And then, second off, I hate Empire. I don't like the fucking show.
I've never watched it. I can't stand the wife, his mother in that show.
I've never watched the show.
Well, he started kissing full time. I stopped.
The thing that stuck out
to
me,
the gay stuff.
Yeah, he stopped. I can't watch it. And I'm not homophobic. I love gay people. I just don't like to see it per se.
But boom, my thing when I read it, like I didn't give a fuck about that. That my thing. What stuck out to me the most, like, all right, so they're jumping a gay dude, whooping his ass. Then after that, I found out that it was the dude from Empire. And apparently it was two dudes wearing MAGA hats. I'm like, all right, now all this shit seems weird.
That's
every time. Yeah. But MAGA if none of that was involved, but if MAGA hats wasn't involved and it wasn't dude from Empire, where did the story go?
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. To me, there was too many things in line here that make this fishy.
Yeah.
The storyline. And even when I saw when I first saw the picture of his face, I'm like,
and if two dudes are I've had your more ass scars in my fucking
face. And he's just, cheese. I got a scar. He's cheese, you know I got mean? A scar.
And who the and the thing that really, you wear the fucking, you wear it around you. I would have taken that fucking thing off.
Yeah.
And I would have brought it to the, you know what I mean?
But.
And if
but,
you got, here's the thing, you got a fucking phone, call the police.
Yeah.
Whether it happened here, I'm gonna keep walking to the police department.
But you got to think about it too, though. Under crazy situations like that, not everybody's built the same.
Listen, I know people handle things differently, but that's what I'm trying to say to you. Sometimes things you have, everybody handles things differently, but in a moment of when there's moments of shock, and there's certain things that people will always do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I can assure you that for the most part, anybody who ever got beaten up, or but let's say with David Justice, is because he got arrested in Riviera Beach. He was somewhere he shouldn't have been. Who's to say? This isn't the same deal. Now, Bass brings up a good point. Like, let's say, come up with a gay thing, but let's say he was fucking these two guys. They're having a fuck, you know, just guys having sex in the streets. You know what I mean? And it got a little ugly. Something happened, and he got something, and he turned it into that. I mean, I don't know right now.
Yep.
But I just can't get over the fact, you know, it's 10 degrees below zero,
bro.
Somebody just has a rope with a noose.
But there's a lot of details, though, and all that stuff that still haven't even been put out yet, though, which is crazy.
To me, the weirdest part, though, is being in 10 below zero and being recognized on the street. Now, I don't remember if, like you said, there's a chance somebody saw him and followed him and they recognized. But that is, again, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Why am I walking as a star?
I mean, a lot of people walk the streets in New York.
Yeah, not Chicago.
Not a 10 and below zero.
Not Chicago.
You know what I mean? That's right. That's a good point.
If
I was a TV guy, I had a little bit of fuck money, I think I'd be Ubering.
That's why I keep saying you do not know where this took place at. Because if the dude's walking around in some random uppity scale place, possibly two random white dudes going to be in that area. If you're in the hood walking around, you're not going to see no white boys walking around. Well, no time of night.
Black people at all. We don't like the cold.
No, yeah, you ain't gonna see nobody outside.
Chicago shouldn't have any drive-by shootings this week.
No, not at all.
None.
Especially at night. It'll be daytime. if at that noon when the sun's out. That's it.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, now you brought up even a bigger point. You know, nowadays, you can't, people say shit. It's like, I don't know what I'm gonna believe. I'll give you a great example of this. This is work, okay? People, because sometimes people want to be so right. Like, I in my work day job, I had a client that said to me, hey, I know that whatever, this is 100% in stocks. This investment I'm in is 100% stocks. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a balanced account. There's bonds and stocks. No. I don't want to argue with you, Doug. I don't want to argue with them. I'm like, look, I've been doing this for fucking 20 years. I hired the money man. I know what the fuck the portfolio, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there with all this in my head, and of course, but you got to be diplomatic.
Like, yep.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there's a misunderstanding here. No, I don't want to argue with them. I'm like, well, can you show me, show me what it is? Mm-hmm. And of course, here's what happened. They showed me a statement. And basically, let's say the bonds in this portfolio are what they call ETFs, okay? Mm-hmm. So they still show up as equities in the categorization on the statement. Well, so these are bonds, but they're still showing equity. So he's seeing 100% equity in a portfolio that I know is 50-50. And I'm sitting there, and they're almost ready to call me names because they think I'm a fucking idiot that I don't know what the hell's going on.
I told somebody, I was telling my kid the other day, I got a 23-year-old and 8-year-old, I was telling my older one, I was like, listen, dude, when I was younger, we watched the news, like, my mom, it was almost like a punishment. Yeah. Like, bitch, sit here and watch the news. Ann Bishop and Dwight Lauderdale.
Remember them? Yeah.
But I do remember, whatever they said, we took it as fact, okay? Yeah. Dude, I was watching the news the other night, and I watch all of them because I'm a comedian. I want to see what everybody's talking about. Same story, CNN, Fox, MSNBC all got three different opinions of the same story.
Yep.
And I'm like, so where's the facts?
Yep.
We've lost facts in news, and now all of a sudden news is
the
shock
news,
value.
Here's
or
one,
what?
The news, here's one people, one network putting out their version of the story, but they're going, we got to make our stand out differently.
It's all about selling, you know, when it, like when, listen, people, in the morning I watch CNBC. I care about the financial news. I don't give a fuck about this or that. And of course, we do the straight from the headlines here on the show.
Of course,
but we're gonna talk about ridiculous stories. But at, you know, at the same time, you're right. You watch one news. Now, that's why I still like local news.
Local news,
because local news, they won't roll their eyes. They won't fucking like, you know, when somebody starts talking. Because and somebody says, "Why don't you like?" I don't like when people, the minute I don't know if I've ever seen it on Fox. And I know I watch a little more Fox because I can only, I watch CNN and shit to see what they're saying. But, you know, what's his name? Anderson Cooper, who, up to me, Anderson Cooper is the Antichrist, or he's going to somehow sperm this. He's going to be the seed of it because he's the son of Vanderbilt, right? So this is a little bit of Illuminati nonsense with this fucking bloodline. Okay, but this fucking cocksucker, literally, you know what I mean? This fucking guy, he's the strangest bird. He's the fucking weirdest dude, right?
He's weird.
And then Don Lemon, another guy.
The happy guy.
That guy.
Happy people.
I mean, when that guy gives a story, especially it's any, you know, he puts so much zest into it.
Okay. And then when people say, oh, certain people run the media. These people, I see it. You see it every day. Those are happy gay gentlemen. Nothing wrong with that. But don't tell me that I'm being mean if I say, well, they run the industry. They do.
It's like an acting. One of my acting buddies says a lot of casting directors are gay guys. So, you know what I mean? So you got to look a certain, you know, their feeling of something is going to take. And listen, God bless equality, but you're seeing all kinds of mainstream commercials now, you know, with gay partners on it, you know, so they, that's the way it should be. There's some exposure to that. But like you said, that doesn't mean if two guys are kissing in front of you, you're not going to sit there and go, oh, I should just watch this.
No, I'm not just going to watch it. That's not me. I can't do it.
It's something that, you know, now are you homophobic because of that?
Now, in today's world, they say I am, but I hang out with them at clubs, everything, high five them, don't kiss me.
I don't even want to see. I wouldn't even want to see you and another chick just sitting there making out. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm gonna go. Oh,
I got some juicy lips, man.
Yeah, you gotta get all sloppy too. I bet.
It might be a
kiss.
Show, bro.
You can picture when this guy kisses a lot of that shit.
Okay, back to Lee Daniels. We got a brother that's the director. Mm-hmm. He's coming out with a gay superhero. Guy's gonna have the pink boots and the. I put it out. He cartwheels. He does everything. He's gonna be a superhero.
Yeah. That's funny. That's great. I mean, personalities are great. Okay. And again, I'm gonna get. But you know, listen.
Yes.
I just the whole thing about the storylines and people. And here's the other thing I'm tired of is these Google Internet smart motherfuckers.
Oh.
Okay. I had somebody. Yesterday on Facebook, the day before. Somebody had posted a photo of that congresswoman who dressed like a whore.
With the boots.
Yeah, the high boots and this miniskirt and the one piece, right? Well, now, would you consider that appropriate attire for Congress?
Professional
attire. Did you see that photo? The photo of this chick?
Shit. Nope.
Now, some people think she's hot. I mean, for a congresswoman, she's, you know, I mean.
Yeah, she's for a congresswoman.
I mean, not for a fucking model. You know, because somebody posted something like she's getting, you know, commenting on somebody, what somebody wears. I'm like, well, she is a politician, for God's sakes. You know, in the Senate and whatever, and they're in Congress. And then the one guy says, I don't know. She, you know, I said, you know, you don't want to go to work looking like a $4 whore. Now, somebody took offense to that. I guess he's got a crush on this chick. He was like, fuck that. She's pretty hot. She's like a $400 or $500 whore. And I go, dude, I'm from South Beach. You wouldn't pay this girl $500. No. You know what I mean? You pay her fucking $50. No,
probably, no offense.
Yeah, you want a five? You
can
get
change, you
here
know?
In South Beach for $500. You can get a fucking 10.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or a built 10.
She'll no. She, either
or
way,
built,
she's
or built
yeah,
10. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll, when she shows up, she looks like the fucking picture.
Yeah.
For,
yeah.
For me though, Doug, like you said, Doug, my thing is again, this whole new society thing.
Mm-hmm.
We came up in we're a little older than you, Randy, but we came up when people said
thank you for sunning me on fucking
professional attire. I remember them saying, oh, you're going to an interview, Chris, you put on a shirt and a tie.
Right.
You know, lady, you put on a certain dress, you wear your stockings, you know, not stockings anymore. That's
leggings.
That's really old.
Leggings, something.
But you look a certain way.
Yeah.
They said,
father,
this is how you look.
You guys are older. My father raised me with all the old school things.
Yeah.
Suit and tie, you button up, shave, clean cut, the whole nine.
Can't
yeah.
make a second impression.
No,
can't make
first
impressions
always matter, yeah.
My 22-year-old just getting into the workforce, suit, shirt and tie. I said, bro. Come on, man. You're a big brother. You got to look apart.
You
got to
look apart.
Way.
Yeah, right. You can't go in there looking like no scrub with a regular tank top and like that. Like, oh, you got a job. Can't do that.
But now we have a society that says, oh, come as you are. Oh, it doesn't take all that. Oh, look at my personality. Look at my heart.
Yeah, don't judge me on what I wear.
Don't judge me on what I wear. Bullshit.
This one woman, says, I posted that. And so I said that, and he said that. And then this one woman, again, fucking social warrior. Social justice warrior.
You've been saying that a lot since I put you on those words.
I love it.
So, yeah. You know, this girl goes and says to me, "I bet you're the same. I bet you also judge people by their color." Now, so I responded, "No, I don't, and I definitely, and I also don't make treacherous assumptions on other people during social media posts."
Yeah.
And I thought like, how fucking dare you assassinate or try to go after my character over a social media post? And here's the thing. Here's what I want. I want a time of reckoning. You know what I mean? I want social media. I want things to come up so that when these motherfuckers post on your fucking post, you can do a fucking background search in these pricks. And you can find out they got arrested for pedophilia. They got a fucking 480 beacon score. You know, they never fucking finished. You know, nothing better than getting advice from somebody who's been a fucking waiter at Bobby Rubino's for three
forever.
Years.
And they swear that
they're right.
What
because
you post is gold.
Yeah.
What I post is what I am. And I'm like,
it's the same thing that happened to Kevin Hart.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just posting to be an ass just to stir it up. I mean, that's not what I feel per se. Getting to know me, as I'm more of a people person.
Yeah.
I know Randy because of Randy. I know Doug because of Doug. I don't.
Now, Robert Bass, he's watching us here. He says he judges people by their color. Sorry to hear that, man. He's fucking.
He's light skinned. He can't. That's what those light skinned brothers do. They're uppity brothers anyway. Yeah. They're mulattoes.
Took Robert Bass, I think, like 4 or 5 months of actually knowing me to actually understand.
Steph Curry
syndrome. You're Spanish? Oh, all right.
It's Steph Curry syndrome. All these light skinned bastards are taking over. I'm sick of them.
I'll say it for the record. Before I know you, you start off with a 4.0 average with me.
That's it.
I trust everybody until they earn my distrust. I don't give a fuck who you are. I judge based on your actions. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I do profile on things. I try to, as a self-preservation, I try to understand things. And it's not by color. It's by actions, mannerisms.
Yes.
All kinds of shit flows into that fucking formula.
I ticked the dude off the other day. We were talking about relationships. And he was talking about, my wife, I love her spirit and her personality and all that. I say, bro, when you first saw your wife, when you looked across that room or you saw that dating profile or whatever, however you met her. So you looked across that room and said, I bet she got some hell of a conversation. Oh, look at that personality. I bet she's just oozing with personality. Come on, man. Something physically attracted you to her.
Right.
I don't care. She fat, skinny, tall. Whatever you're attracted to.
Sometimes that's what happens. Your visual aspect, you see people, you're first visually attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
That just means you're attracted to the things you like.
Then,
there's other people that end up getting attracted to people that are friends that they've known forever.
Yeah.
And in their personality, they go, you know what?
That I can understand. If you've known someone for a long ass time, never looked at them like that, you're like, yo, I can see myself like kicking them.
Yeah,
but off the first, like off the cusp, it's usually always like,
physical.
Damn, she looks good.
Physical. Yeah.
Or the girl, like, oh my God, he's so, but it's never.
Speaking of hotties, our comedy groupie, Dina Hidalgo, says hi to you guys.
With the greatest laugh in the world. I want to hire her just to laugh.
Put her in a room and just put her somewhere. Just
she's a plant. She'll be a plant.
Yeah, that's my girl. She's a plant on that. Yes.
So I guess what we're trying to say here at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, everybody, is like, hey, relax a little bit.
Yeah.
And if your intelligence score drops in half if the power on the internet goes out, and you know who, you know the motherfuckers I'm talking to. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had somebody on Facebook, fellow comic, got into a little political disagreement, and didn't like what I said. And I even took I messaged the person. I go, hey, you know, we're pretty been friends. You know, why would you say something like that to me on my on a fucking social post? And this guy goes, just go away.
Yes. I must admit, as a black man watching this right now,
the political climate.
Yeah, the white guys are really scaring me right now, but I'm happy because as a brother, I've been distracted for 400 years. White people only been distracted for like 2 years now. This is amazing.
You see the panic already coming out of it, too?
Dude, my son graduated from
I don't
private.
Deal with politics, but I can tell when someone's going through the shit.
Hey, Holly,
when it comes to it.
My son graduated from private school, so yeah. I know when a lot of things happen, I'm the brother that gets the call. Yeah. I'm their black friend. They call me, Chris, what's going on? So I stir it up. So I was like, hey, John, you talk to Bob? And he, fuck Bob. He's a liberal. I don't fucking talk to him. Dude, we were just drinking together. I don't talk to him. You talk to Dave, you're like, no, he's a fucking conservative. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well.
This is serious.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's interesting. So this person came up to me at a show recently and says, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I'm going to go away now, dude.
See.
By the way, Holly Dresden says, hey, Randy and Chris, I don't know Dougie too well. He must be a great guy with you two on his show. Sorry to judge.
Holly's amazing.
Holly's dope, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the queen of mental health around town. She does a lot of poetry. She's serious about making sure people's brains are right. Always putting nice stuff out in the air to make sure you're not negative.
Well, thank you, dear.
Okay, yes. So your whole thing, because I don't dip into politics because I'm...
Of course.
You've said that four times.
No, but I'm saying, can you guys agree to disagree and still keep cool? Because I'm noticing a lot of people...
Well, we're similar.
But I'm saying, I notice a lot of people I know.
Yeah.
The moment it's like, oh, you don't agree? Oh, fuck off then.
Well,
then
unfriend.
This is a good point.
But they've known each other for fucking ever.
Dude, we've talked about this in the past, and somebody... You know, I'll say it. I unfriended Jim, who was on the show Frederick's last night. He gets very snarky and attacks and says shit about you personally. And I don't have fucking time for that shit. I don't give a fuck. Nice guy, I like him. But you know what? If you're gonna get snarky with me on Facebook, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't have time for that shit. The friends I have, I'll fucking die for. The friends I have, you can count on me being fucking true to the fucking bone. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking flail. I don't fucking walk away. If I'm your friend, I'm going to fucking be there, okay?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not friends with everybody I fucking meet. Because not everybody's going to do the same for me, yeah. Right? And I don't expect that from you, but I'm going to tell you that's what you can expect from me.
Yeah.
And you know what? So we ended up getting into it a little bit last night, Jim and I, because I was telling about that story about the chick who told me, like, do you judge people by their color? And he went, oh, you did. I'm like, well, guess what? That's why we're not going to be fucking friends on Facebook anymore. So, and that's it, but that's fine. But, you know, I'll give you a great example. Joey Medina, comedian, we are the complete opposite politically, but we love each other. We don't give a fuck. We respect the fact that we have this difference of opinion. He never tells me I'm an asshole for thinking the way I am. I never tell him he's a fucking asshole for thinking the way he is. I just listen. I'm like, I'll laugh when he says shit, and we go. But you, the folks, and this is the difference between having an opinion and having a strong like feeling about something and being righteous. People don't understand what righteousness means. Righteousness is a way that you fucking, no one can tell you any different. You feel you know it. That's it. And that's it. If anybody else feels different, then you curse them. You know what I'm saying? And that shit has no fucking, that has no place in society anymore. And if you're going to fucking be like that to me, go fuck yourself. That's the new hand gesture. Fuck you.
That's a lot of stroking there, bro.
Susan, I've been on the road a bit, so... I'm getting it out.
And I don't want to make it a race thing, but as a brother, this is what I tell my. This is what's so funny to me, as a black guy in America. Nobody's more Christian conservative than a black guy.
Yeah,
we can't beat us going to church. I heard preachers talk about gays my whole life. They going to hell.
Right.
But then, we're liberal. We're supposed to, but blacks automatically vote Democrat. But if you go around any black guy that's my age or older, we didn't take handouts. My family wasn't on welfare. I don't even know what a food stamp looked like. But the perception says,
right,
that's what you do, that's what you do, that's what you do. And I'm like, damn, black people, I do more our Republican thinking, but we vote Democrat. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it's strange as hell.
And it seems like that's kind of somewhat trending a little differently again. Any rate, so listen, I say this, truth becomes truth. People think you know the truth. You don't know dick.
Yeah.
The smartest people in the world were the ones who admitted that they didn't know shit about anything. And there's a lot of people out there that could barely fill a fucking thimble of knowledge. And they're out there giving advice and fucking making. You know, already on this post, we got people saying, "Oh, they hate you. You don't like Trump." You know, listen, you don't. There's no reason anybody anymore should ever say they don't like fucking Trump. Yeah, you know? I mean, just fucking move along. It's like you're in a card game. You know, you ever play? You ever try to play poker with people that every time they get a hand, they complain to the dealer about the hand they fucking got, or like, why did you hand me this? They think there's a fucking conspiracy. Listen, one way or the other, shit's gonna keep going whether you like it or not. Someone's going to have to answer to things. Things are going to happen or they're not going to happen. And like we just said, 5 years from now, and that's why now when I unfriend somebody at halftime, I block them. Because I want to keep, I want to make sure that these people don't slip back through the cracks. You know what I mean? Like that's it. You're fucked up. You don't like me because of what I said. We don't share ideologies and you're going to curse me for who I am. That is fascist right there.
Of course.
If you're righteous, and I don't give a fuck what side of the fence you're on. If you can't listen to somebody else and go, okay, whatever, and then respect it, and not hate for it, then you're a prick. I don't give a side what shit you're on. You're a righteous prick.
I loved America when it was simple. We didn't care. Somebody lost, somebody won.
Right.
We moved on.
Yep.
But I have to go back to this. These are the first two social media presidents. So now Obama and Trump are the first two social media presidents.
Right.
So now everybody think they're a goddamn congressman
sitting
in their living room or sitting in their toilet or sitting with a joint in their mouth telling me what. I said, listen, man, my whole 47 years on this planet.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it, baby.
You look like 20, bro. Thank you, baby.
Shut up, bitch. I didn't pay him to say that.
Light them crack.
But 47 years, and I'm thinking about all the times a president has really affected my day-to-day living.
Yep.
When gas was high as fuck,
Jimmy Carter.
I was making like life decisions. Somebody said, what comic said they were making life decisions at the pump? Do I eat
or do I pump my gas?
It was like,
That
might have been the first Bush. Gas had went like fucking damn near $3 one time.
Yeah, prior to the Gulf War.
Yep, it was gas, and that's about it. So a president for me just needs to keep me protected, keep me safe. And whatever dollars me and my old lady make, that's enough to pay our bills. Yep. Other than that,
if it don't affect my day to day, I don't give a fuck about it.
Keep the American dream alive. As long as I have the ability to do the things I want to do, that's it. That's great. Yep. That's it. Okay, if I pay this much or this much in taxes, okay.
Yeah.
One way or the other, I got to adapt. I got to change the shit. You know, that's the thing. This is a generation of people now that think if you fucking complain, you whine, you're going to get it changed. Like when your parents, when you used to cry to your parents, don't turn the lights out, and they never turn the fucking lights out. So you never got enough sleep as a kid. Now you've grown up to be an asshole.
It's the same thing with comedy. You got comics that beg and plead to be on a show, but you never see them out working. You never see them out there putting in the time.
It's,
and they want to show up to a show. I'm like, hey, can I get some time? No, motherfucker, I haven't seen you anywhere doing any work. I don't know what
I
you
used
have,
to love that when people say, hey, man, how can I get on your show? I don't know. Why don't you stop by once in a while and go check it out when I have a show?
Yeah.
You know? You'll
notice the comics that support other venues and just show up to say what's up, check the show out a bit like that. But they see them out actually grinding and doing the work, get more doors open for them instead of sitting there begging and pleading and talking shit online.
Yeah, nobody wants a beggar. Nobody wants a fucking beggar, dude. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be a beggar. Like there's in getting booked in comedy. I've been using this because I used to have a job when I worked for Hartford, and I would try to get into where you say the corner broker's office. The corner broker's office is the big guy. That's the guy who's got the fucking two windows on both sides of the building. The corner guy. You want to get in his office? Well, you want to get in his office? You got to be fucking. You know, you got to be politely aggressive.
You got to be in your shit.
You, yeah. comedy.
Yes.
But yeah. if you want to make, you got to be talented. Mm-hmm. You can't go up with no talent. Yeah, some people get gigs because, you know,
they have a little thing
and this and that. You know, and it happens a lot in certain parts of Florida, Miami. I won't say anything. But now, you know what I mean? But at the same time, that's cool, too. That's just part of the deal. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is.
No, that's, turn that off.
Jesus, black godness.
Guy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an Android in the building.
Yeah.
Android in the building.
It's Jesse Jackson. Fucking.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, calling him saying, what are you doing on that show, man?
Hey, doggy.
Hey,
doggy, get that dog from by my phone.
No, you ain't going to do nothing.
What are you going to do, piss on it?
I'm racist. I don't know what kind
of dog. You making fun of my white dog?
He's got this little white dog with a jacket on. He's so cool, though. Come here, buddy.
All right, I'm going to get them all spiced up now.
All right, I'm sorry.
At any rate,
so I think we talked about it.
Yes.
Either side, just don't be a righteous prick.
That's it.
I block people, and that's it, because my block list is long. Every once in a while, I look at my block list.
You look at like a trophy? Like,
I just look at it, and I just remember, you know, and I'm like, yeah. And it was funny because I unfriended somebody a few years ago. This particular comic got mad because I made a comic. My basic post was, I don't want to hear your opinion of the economy or politics or what's right for this country if you got a beacon score under 500. All right?
Ouch.
Now.
So low blow for real.
Well, this person, this fucking person didn't like it, and they attacked me and said, if you're a fucking douche, this and that. And I wrote, well, I guess we just found out who has under 500 beacon score.
Yeah.
And this person recently, in a matter of a week or so, reached out to me for help on finding gigs and shit. And I was like, all right, listen, I'm not going to be a righteous prick and just be an asshole. I basically said, here's what you need to contact. This is shit you should do. How's things going? Great, man. Great. You know, I didn't mention anything, but, you know, I was just like, that's it. You know, that's it. 10 years from now, people are going to look back, and there's going to be a lot of people going, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I acted like a complete fucking asshole.
Dude, it's amazing. I swear somebody's going to make it. That I know.
Somebody's got to make it. It's
I'm going to be like, damn it. Pissed me off a couple of years ago, bro. I wish I could bring you.
Yeah. Well, listen, you don't even say that. You know, it's like, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I was deciding between a couple comics to open for a gig that I had booked. And it was just weird. One of the comics I was considering out of the two was shitting on somebody on Facebook, like it was a political post. And I said, you know what? The other person's get. It was just it. It was just that simple. I'm not going to mention it.
No. Go ahead.
But you know what I mean? It wasn't like, okay, I'm not going to book that person ever again. It was that moment in time. It was the feather on the camel's back that helped me make that fucking decision.
Being workable. Being able to work with somebody is important.
Yeah.
I believe. And at this time, the stuff you put up is a reflection on you. If that's what you're putting up, somebody's looking there saying, man, I don't know if I want to deal with this crazy motherfucker. This bitch crazy.
I got confused what you said. Was it because they were like shitting on politics or a person?
No, on a person.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any problem with people getting heated and discussing and, you know, debating back and forth.
Talking about politics.
God bless.
Like that.
But when you start attacking somebody, when you start attacking somebody and say, well, you're an asshole, you're stupid, or you don't read a book. You know, I had somebody tell me that one time. Why don't you start reading books? I go, motherfucker, if I took all the books I've read and drop on your fucking head, you know what I mean? Don't give me that shit. You know, you don't get an LSAT score 168 when you don't read a book, okay? Mm-mm. So, and that's it. And it's just like, and that to me, when somebody says that shit, well, you don't fucking know. Bitch, you don't know dick from dick. And you're going to, listen, you're calling somebody a racist because they're judging somebody by color. Well, how much better are you by judging somebody by fucking words on a social media post? You know, I've known my wife now for 25 fucking years. She still surprises me. I still don't know if I know her exactly. But some fucking asshole on Facebook is going to figure me all out over three sentences on a fucking social media post.
It's amazing, bro. But that's what we are. We have social media congress people. We got social media
NASA scientists. Global warming specialists.
The therapists. They know. They figure everything out after a post.
You got your social media life, and then you have your real life.
Right.
People think that whatever you post on social media is what's going on in your real life, so they immediately assume that's your life, which is fucked up.
But when we're in a screwed up business like ours, when I know I can't get a gig somewhere else unless I got a gazillion followers, because that's the dumbest shit in the world to me. But I understand a promoter's
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah,
you know, promoters say, "Hey, this."
Oh no, I was talking about the assholes and stuff like that.
Oh no, we're done with the assholes. Yeah, we went somewhere else. I just went somewhere else.
They get this.
We went somewhere else.
Yeah. No, yeah, but
that should be
a sign.
Somebody comes
like
up
that,
and
they
says
do,
something.
They do care about that now.
No, and listen, I posted something. When that happened, I didn't mention names, but I made a post on Facebook that week it happened. It was on there. And, dude, it got 150 responses. And, wow. And it came down to, I said, look, and even like people like, man, that's bullshit. If you're comics, you're just funny. Bruce Smirnoff, who books cruise ships, came out and said, yep, couldn't be more right. That's the way it is. You know, if you don't think comedy bookers will look at you if you're not famous, they're going to see what kind of shit you do. Yep. They want to get a good idea. They want to understand. The ones who do their due diligence,
they're
going to look. They're going to go on Facebook and see. And listen, here's the thing. I'm at that point with friends. If somebody friends me or something like that, or, you know, because I got 5,000 friends more or less. So I like weeding out the herd. So if all of a sudden I read some fucking bullshit post on somebody, okay. But if I go to their Facebook page and you're a comic and 99.9% of your fucking posts are all politically based and just like this and that, I'm like, you know what? What are you doing? Like, what do you, what 40, 30-year-old, 20-year-old spends all their damn life not just thinking? It's one thing. If you want to be that, if you're really that engaged in politics, you need to go to your local community and start from there. That's always do you know who your local mayor is? Do you know who your councilman is?
They don't know dick about that.
But they want to make grand. It's like the comic who starts 1 year in the business. Like, I want a headline. They think they're ready to headline.
Because I went viral. I did an IG and I went viral.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
Now you need 34 minutes to go with that 1 minute video.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Headliner.
At that.
Headliner. Yeah.
Some places requires more.
Yeah. And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Just like that. And our first story, which as usual, it comes from Florida. Did you guys see the story about this somebody who dug a hole in a tunnel over there in Pembroke Pines?
Yes.
They dug a tunnel from across the way in a little, like a little woody area.
Yep.
Under the street. And like towards the bank. You see that?
They dug a tunnel to the bank.
And it's not a thin guy. It's nobody in this room did it.
Were they Spanish?
We can't tell.
It was Pembroke Park. I'm going with an illegal.
Yeah. That's why I was asking. Is it Pembroke? Probably Latino.
So judgmental.
I'm sorry.
Pembroke Pines, Florida. Federal authorities and Pembroke Pines police are investigating an underground tunnel, as opposed to an overground tunnel.
El Chapo.
Discovered below the street that leads to a Chase Bank.
Wait,
it led to a Chase. That's amazing. That's getting creative.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, and one guy even said, I don't know, when the cop said, he goes, I don't know why they don't just do it the old-fashioned way. Go up and rob the bank.
This person
was thinking like Ocean's 13 or something.
Yeah. He
right?
Pre-planning.
This guy said, the guy got some digging equipment, pretty cheap. But they said that's what it was. They had like a little wheelbarrow. You got Clint Eastwood breaking out, with the fucking spoon. I
can't even call a brother out for that one. That's
got to be a Chico or.
Now we're not going to be racist. We're going to use our deductive reasoning minds, and we're going to say to ourselves, it's probably a Hispanic guy,
based on my data.
Yeah,
based
on my upbringing,
it has to be
what I've gone through and what I've seen in life.
And his buddy came home with dirty fingers.
Yeah, wheelbarrow.
Hey,
wheelbarrow.
It's a small guy.
Definitely.
So, okay.
I would say either a Spanish dude, from my learning, probably a country white folk.
Country white guy?
Man. Yeah.
I think the country white guy would not be that. I don't know if he'd be that.
Portly. He likes pigs.
Not only that, but I don't know if he's going to have the time. Like, I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah, ain't
grab
doing
a
that.
Shotgun and walk
I know
in.
It ain't a brother. We too lazy for that shit. We ain't digging that far. We just go rob and get arrested. We ain't doing it. Go ahead.
Officials sent a dog into the tunnel to see if there's any bodies in there. That'd be funny. Dig a tunnel and crash.
Oh, poor doggy.
But they don't know. They don't know if the guy's plan was to try to get through how are they going to get through the foundation? And then you got to think it's maybe somebody with an inside job. It may be somebody who used to work in that branch. And I worked in banks. I worked in Pembroke Pines and Miramar for a major bank there for a few years. And They're all mostly Latin people working in the banks.
Yeah.
Look at New America.
You know what? You know what's fucked up, though, is that why did police just, like, sit on it and see if the person came back?
Now, look that's what we just did. Doug had mentioned this when we first started. He read a story, and we just can't read the story anymore.
No.
Right. Now we got to try and figure it out because I don't believe the goddamn newscasters. Yeah. I don't believe those people, so I'm going to figure it out myself. I'll come up with my own answer.
Assume nothing, question everything, man.
That's it?
Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, here's a story. Is it Florida? I don't know.
Oh, please not.
A woman rages after being seated next to a big passenger's
Florida
on United Airlines plane.
Florida.
She was quoted as saying, "I eat salads, okay?"
Florida. There's a lot of people
obnoxious?
Lying about what they eat. Yeah.
Embarrassing, man.
Well, listen, I can tell
every
you this.
Every week, there's at least five news.
That's why I love when I Southwest, okay? Because now I found out, because I have the Amex Platinum card, la-di-da,
ooh,
that they reimburse me for airline charges up to a certain amount for the year.
You're buying the two seats, ain't you?
No, no.
Black people, you hear this shit, black people?
Yeah, you step it up, man. So so when I got my, I get Southwest, I always get the early bird check-in, which is now $25. So my Amex card credited that to me now.
Woo!
I was pretty excited about that shit.
Look at God. Look
and
at
by
God.
The way, I'm going to be in Chicago in April. $160 round trip ticket.
Badass.
Fuck,
that's man. Actually really good.
I am becoming a travel agent.
Look at this.
For myself.
Look at this, man.
I got to go to Pittsburgh in like 2 weeks. You want to borrow that car?
Yeah. Says here that a woman reportedly thrown off a flight after raging against big passengers. She claimed she was wedged between in the middle seat. That's a bad place to be.
I never get the middle
seat. I can never get the middle seat.
It's always the aisle.
Yeah.
Unless I'm sitting with someone I know that's smaller than me, the window, but never the middle.
That is fat shaming. That is fat shaming.
I'm fat. I shame everybody.
But, I mean,
I don't give a damn.
They had to bring the plane down because of this lady fat shaming.
I don't think they left. Yeah.
The outburst was filmed and later shared online by Norma Rogers, one of the passengers on the plane. And of the woman's insults, and has been viewed more than a million times.
Fuck.
Footage of the incident shows the passenger complaining about being seated between Mrs. Rogers and a man she had been traveling with, named only as Mac.
That's all I got to do to go viral.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to do this for the next 4 hours, a woman can be heard telling someone on the phone. This is just impossible. They're squishing me. It's unbelievable.
Oh, shit.
Wow, with the two... Man, if them two people ain't put hands on her.
Ooh.
She was also quoted saying, "At least they'll keep me warm." She then jokes, to which Mrs. Rogers replies, "Bitch, please." A flight attendant arrives and asks the woman if she, the woman can move seats due to the dispute that has broken out between the passengers. She quoted saying, "I can't sit here because they're both so big, left and right."
Okay, so hold on,
Jesus.
Hold on.
Nobody punched that
hold
bitch.
Hold on.
I can't sit here, she told the worker.
Chris, with your knowledge growing up, when the lady said, "Bitch, please," who you think that was?
Well, first off, I profiled from the beginning. She started the camera out, and her name was Norma Rogers. Norma Rogers said, "Bitch, please."
Yep.
Who you talking to, bitch? I already know where that went. I caught that quick. Get off the court, doggy. Hey, Dougie, get your doggy. Come on, baby, off the court.
Help me out. I got the cable, man.
I ain't grabbing no dog. I'm black. What's we don't touch him.
What are you talking about?
He's wrapped around
hold
the
this.
Court.
Hold this.
Pick him up.
Hold it, sweetie. Hold it, doggy. Dougie's doggy. Uh-oh. We're good. There you go. We have mascots here. This is amazing.
My dog got all nervous when the Puerto Rican grabbed him.
Oh,
that was
shit.
The next thing you know. It's going to be
dinner.
Fucking
skin that motherfucker.
No, y'all don't do that. It's Chinese.
What you mean?
Chino box. Was that box?
Cajachinas.
Cajachinas.
Oh, yeah. You'll learn.
The woman is asked to get out of her seat and wait at the back of the plane for another to be become available.
Wow.
Thank goodness, because I eat salad, okay? That's what she said.
Wow. Oh,
Jesus.
The comment prompted a shocked gasp inside the cabin while another passenger tells her, "You shouldn't be ashamed. You should be ashamed of yourself. What you're doing is terrible." Yeah, there's always people that want to. You know.
Yeah, it's always that.
It's always good. There's always going to be that person. Like,
you should have been like, "All right, well, why don't you switch then?
Sit next to that fat fuck?"
Yeah, watch them. Listen to their belly and watch them fart all day and keep you warm.
Now, I get it. That's why I try to be more
bitch.
Skinny.
Listen, I would bitch. If I got stuck in that seat, that actually happened one time because this is back. I learned, and you got to learn. You got to adapt.
Yes.
When I use one of these travel agencies. You get this deal. It's like, holy shit, that's cheap as fuck. And then you book the flight, and you find out, whoa, you don't get a seat choice.
Yeah, they just put you where they put you.
Hey, they put you, you're light, you fit in where you get a seat. Yep. We don't know where. And next thing you know, you're between these fucking people. And I remember sitting on a plane. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to sit here for 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there.
I was on a flight one time where they were like, we need to move some people around because the weight's uneven. I'm like, yep, you can just move me to the spot where it's
shit.
Open.
Oh, really?
Because I was stuck between two people. I was in the middle. As soon as they said, can we move someone to like the back? And I looked, there was a hole open.
That's the one good thing about being 6'5". I tell them, man, baby, I got to be in the aisle, you know. Yeah. And then I tell them, and plus I'm packing a little bit. I can't be all crap. I can't be cramped
my
up
in here.
My
dick need to breathe, baby.
Always, my baby got to breathe, you know what I'm saying?
My dick's so big, I'm fucking a girl next week. United flight attendants care about the safety and well-being of all our customers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, after they drag out that fucking
Chinese doctor. Great job. Great job, United. Excellent.
When it became clear that the passenger's behavior was going to be problematic on the flight, she was providing alternative travel arrangements, and she actually got on a flight the next morning.
Wow,
oddly enough, when she went to the airport, she complained about being too close to another room.
Wow. But you never told us, what was your assumption? What did you think that person was?
She's black. All day.
All right. We're on the same page.
And Norma Rogers. She's black.
No, she would have said something different. Like, oye, cabrona. That's a Spanish lady. That's a chica
mira,
right
puta.
There. Oye, mira, we got to put a pelo.
Mike Angelo, what's up, buddy? I ain't seen that guy in so long.
That's Mike Cintron.
Cintron, I know.
That's not, dude. What are you doing that for, man?
That's my dog.
you fucking tall guys fucking with us short guys, man.
I love that dude.
Yeah, Mike's the best, man.
I love him.
Thief has fatal heart attack while attempting to mug an evangelical pastor. Boy, God works in strange ways.
Yeah, he did.
Get you mad.
You going to hell right now, baby. Do you know who you're touching? You going to hell right now.
The video footage shows an astonishing moment. A thief suffered a fatal heart attack while attempting to mug an evangelical pastor sitting in his parked car.
Sad.
Dude, probably said, give me all your money. He's like, God bless you. He's like, what?
Boom.
Gone.
Hey, anybody, I think I'm having heartburn.
Got hit with a holy bullet right there.
Footage shows three men walked up to the pastor's vehicle located in the residential street. It's in Brazil this happened on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. He really got the spirit.
The men swarmed the pastor's car, and one of the suspects opened the driver's side door and suddenly collapsed to the pavement from a fatal heart attack.
Yes.
But I had holy water on the handle.
Yeah.
God wins again.
Right.
One of the men standing a few feet from his deceased accomplice immediately ran, while the other stayed by the front passenger door. The runaway suspect then returned to the scene to drag his dead friend.
That's a homie.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, that's
a real homie, man.
I mean, he panicked at first.
Yeah, I thought
he lost his shit.
People aren't built the same.
Yeah, he thought.
Oh, God. No, I got to get my friend.
He thought somebody was going to start throwing up on him.
Yeah, poor guy.
Puke. Probably.
A few seconds later, the third thug reappeared from the passenger side of the vehicle with something that looks like a handbag. After checking on his dead friend, he paced around the car and reached for inside the driver's seat before firing a shot at the pastor and running away. He shot the pastor. You just fucking shot. You shot at a pastor after your buddy just fucking died trying to fucking choke him?
I think the devil took over. He was like, get your boy. Get your man.
Don't be a pussy. Carry it through.
Right?
You know?
But notice he didn't put his hand in that car. That car must have been blessed.
Yeah, it was blessed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the bullet ricocheted off the fucking...
Did the pastor live, though?
Off the Jesus, off the rosary
page. Pastor's right? Alive, right?
Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, right.
Bless the people.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Yeah, man. Well, that guy... You think that he's going to have a lot more followers in his church?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
He's going to be the Joel Osteen of Brazil.
Yeah, for real.
Let me tell you, everybody.
Mira, because I'm telling you what, Papi, mira, I'm telling him, God bless.
All the Brazilian babes.
And the Lord said, I have you back.
That was a great porn series, Brazilian babes.
Jesus walked on water. I kill bad guys.
Brazilian babes was
fire.
Shit.
Fire.
I'm sorry.
By the way, here's a story for those of you trying to have kids. And this is what I'm writing a new little quick joke on. But fertility, those who are worried about fertility, it says here, eating nuts boosts sperm quality.
Which nuts?
And supports fertility, according to... Yeah. So, guys, if you want to have a kid, just grab some guy's nuts and start munching.
Either way.
Have fun.
Recent research has shown adding a mix of certain nuts in your diet, including almonds, can boost sperm quality.
Let me get them almonds.
Yeah? You want to have kids?
I'm good. I'm done.
I'm naturally
47. I don't want no more of this.
I eat a lot of almonds.
Yeah?
A lot.
All right. You should be good. So,
what's up?
You got some swimmers.
Yeah.
You guys, you got some. You know, I went to a fertility clinic. My wife and I tried to have a kid. So they rank your sperm in four categories.
Mm-hmm.
One, which are just like
Oh, I probably got Michael Phelps on there.
Yeah, and then they got up to four, which are, yeah, exactly.
Look at you. Get them little Vegas out here,
always,
baby.
Always, bro. Little Vegas always firing off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull out game strong.
Well, hopefully, really hopefully the next few batches won't end up in a sock.
Nah, pull out game is strong, man. Pull out game is strong, bro.
Yeah, you rely on the pull out game?
No, it is strong. A1.
Yeah?
A1, yeah.
Because you haven't fucked up yet.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
You just need one time.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I mean, when I was young, that shit would... But now, I couldn't trust it now, because now that shit comes out way before.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean? I'm like an anxious person at a stop sign.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's going to be I don't know what happened. I don't... Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. Let me take off my pants.
That's what happens when you get our age, right? You just be like, oh, Lord. I don't say that a lot. Oh, Lord.
That ain't never happened to me before.
But the Lord is going to be strong with us, okay? We're going to get through this, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this.
And when you're married, you can't come up with so many excuses.
No, you can't, because she be like, baby, again?
I'm sorry, baby. You know, it's so much on my mind.
Yeah, but some women like that, dude. Some women actually, you know, impressed by that. They think, wow, that's, you know.
Your shit.
They got, like, my shit's so good. They got you like 2 minutes. Baby. You're like, yeah, baby, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's you. It's you, baby.
You got that magic box.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Come on. All the old women.
If I stayed up in there for an hour, it ain't no good, baby.
Right?
Yeah, that shit's broken.
Till they get to the next relationship. Like, I thought my shit was good. Turns out it wasn't.
Oh, God.
My pussy's trash.
It's trash.
Here's a story. Would-be bank robber rips up note after getting cold feet. I wonder if they were next to that pastor in Brazil.
Probably.
Yeah, he felt the spirit.
Yeah,
probably in that
the
bag.
The spirit told him, don't do it.
In Fall River, Massachusetts, police in Massachusetts are looking for a woman. They say intended to rob a bank, but got cold feet and left without a penny. Police tell the news that the woman walked into the Fall River Municipal Credit Union on Monday afternoon and approached the teller. Police say a woman hesitated, told the teller, give me a minute. And went to a counter and wrote a piece of paper. But she ripped up the note, dropped the pieces of trash, walked out. Bank employees placed the note together and said, "It said, give me the money.
Hallelujah.
Give me the money. Maybe she was just a big Tom Cruise fan.
This is beautiful.
What if she walked up to the register?
That's a change of heart. Now she thought about jail.
What if she walked up to the register and she's like, I'm going to play a prank on these guys. Give them that, but I give my bank card right after that, too. She's like, you know what? Nope, never mind.
I already pressed the button, bitch.
Right?
Yeah.
You're going to jail. I already pressed the button.
Yeah, you're going to jail. What's your card say? Miss Therma? Yeah.
And I said this. You know, if you're going to rob a bank, you get a couple grand, you get a hotel, whatever. It's a federal offense. That's 20 years in prison. Yeah. You can get less time for murdering somebody.
Exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, good for her. Glad she changed her mind. And
so, what do they do with the lady? Even though it was an attempt, she walked away. You think they're going to really
it's attempt? Well, that's interesting. I don't know if she would get much time. Police are going to look for her. Because they want to find, they probably won't ever question her. Because
That's a weird one.
We don't know if she robbed any other banks.
Yeah, you turned. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
You know how many people think about robbing a bank and they pull in the parking lot and just leave?
Yeah. By the way, with your pullout method, David Sadman from last night's Booker Show says, pulling out is how I had my last two kids.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
There's a difference between, you know, having a strong pullout game and then losing five times, six
times,
the only
way that you
times.
Can have a strong pullout game is if you really pull out before you even get close.
No, I got a strong pullout game, bro. Trust me. This is there.
So you're like,
I am confident in my pullout game.
You just leaving on it? You leaving on her?
Oh, yeah. Flip a belly button, man.
Jesus.
Flip a belly button.
What is he going to do? Throw it over his shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, yeah.
What do you think I'm going to be like, all
right. When do you pull it out?
Let me go pull this towel back for you, what I got. You know? No.
Jesus Christ.
Honey duck.
Oh, all young right. people, I tell you.
I don't want to do that story. Let's finish with this story.
Okay.
Let's see here. My fucking internet went crazy earlier, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. We actually got no time, but
yeah, because my wife told me I had to be home by 8:15. I'm on schedule.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good. I'm down the street.
All right, let's finish on. No pun intended, but let's finish on this story. Correction officer charged with masturbating at a Florida dollar store, or a Florida General store, Dollar General store.
Ooh.
Why Florida? Why?
Huh?
Why Florida?
Dollar General.
At all places.
Yeah.
That's low life, man.
Was he looking at like the Hallmark cards, little knockoff ones they had?
I mean, I think I can honestly probably count on my hand, one hand, how many times I've ever been in a Dollar General store.
That's a tacky place.
Man. Yeah.
I grew up kind of poor, so I had to
be in
there. No, but I mean, there's levels to dollar stores. You got Family Dollar, Dollar General, yeah, the Dollar Tree, everything for a dollar.
Dollar Tree wasn't around when I was 5, 6, 7, 8 years old.
Walmart's good enough. Walmart's low as I go. Dollar store stuff scares me, some of it.
Shit, Walmart scares me more. Shit, the one by my house, be shootings all the time. I'm good.
All in Hillsboro?
No, West Palm. No, all Lakers, right. Yeah.
Well, you guys are.
you guys.
I don't like.
You people.
Fuck you mean?
I do not care for that big of a place.
Yeah.
Listen, again, I'll expect crazy things to happen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes.
I would tell you that. Be prepared. Be safe. Expect the unexpected nowadays. Do not be shocked by things. I'm still amazed about people that are shocked about certain things. Why the fuck anything would shock you is amazing to me. And listen, don't be shocked, okay? And just be prepared. Keep your eyes open. See something, say something. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And here's what you should do. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. If you're in St. Pete this week, I'll be headlining at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to be excited for that. I am going to, and by the way, don't forget, start making your reservations to Wise Guys Comedy Show next week. Your headliner, Kevin Downey Jr. Rudy Wilson's going to be the feature. I'm recently winning the Spill the Beans Comedy Contest. And I'll be your host. And I'm going to be at the Improv in Orlando the 20th and 21st of this month. Chris?
Shit, Improv on February 13th. I got doing some Marriage People on February 8th at the Urban League of Broward County.
Nice.
And shit, that's about it right off the top of my head.
There you go.
I'm a private gigger. I do corporate gigs. You people aren't invited.
You fancy, huh?
Unless you have an invitation.
Yeah, you got to be special. Damn. Randy?
Got a show coming up February 6th at the High Dive in Gainesville with the United Nations Comedy Tour. That's been kicking off really good. Follow me on all social media, YouTube. I do vlogs and stuff about the comedy life. It's pretty fun, man.
There you go.
Yeah, really comedy.
Other than that, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And we like to, like I said, follow us on Twitter. Go to our main page at Podbean, wakeupdougieshow.podbean.com. We have a patron page. You can donate. You watch this show. Donate $1, $2 a month. Yeah. It goes to gas money for everybody. And lastly, we have a Amazon page. So if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, please go to our wakeupdougieshow.podbean.com. Click on it. Buy whatever you want. It'll cost the same as you would anywhere, and it helps out the show. So thanks, for guys. And we'll be back next week with all new shows on Monday and Thursday. God bless. Yeah. Take care. And we'll see you here next time at the same spot.
Peace.
People on earth, can you hear me? Can a voice from the sky on a magical night? And yell the colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.